now. Now we begin our exciting adventure of
the Vince Wild Show.
So, went to Walmart today. Yeah, baby. Walmart. Oh, God. What a dump. Actually, the Walmart in Greenfield, Indiana, is actually pretty nice. Not a dump, but I'm in there, and I go to the Christmas aisle because the tree, we've had some ornaments break over the years, and I thought, you know, it would be a great idea to replace some ornaments. And we got some great ones, by the way. I'm not usually a fan of Christmas balls, but yes, yes, insert joke. But these were great. One was the nativity scene, and it was blue, and it had like glitter on it. It was gorgeous. And then one was Santa delivering presents. And I got 2 4-packs, one of each. But the Christmas aisle, it looked like it was dystopian. You would think that Biden announced that when he takes office in the first 100 days, he's canceling Christmas permanently. He's just offends too many people or something. But actually, it's quite obvious that this has to do with COVID-19. Yeah, COVID-19. Oh, it sucks. So let me get this straight. The holiday that's constantly under attack because, you know, the Christian roots just offend 1% of the population who just can't freaking deal, including that idiot in Knightstown that protested the cross coming off the top of the tree, which, by the way, I've met him. I didn't talk to him about that because at the time I didn't know that's who it was, but yeah, I've met him. But people just can't cope. For some reason, the reminder of a possible deity puts them on the ledge. Like, I'm going to jump. I swear to God, I'm going to jump. Don't mention God. Why are people so offended by Christianity specifically? Why is Jesus Christ's name a curse word? And by the way, it's not even really his name. But let's be honest, Yeshua Christ wouldn't be nearly as impactful as Jesus Christ, which means that the English version of the name must hold some sort of spiritual clout. And so, you know, people can't cope. And, you know, Walmart for several years is like, oh, telling people only wish people happy holidays because that one person, that one Karen, you know, she might wander in and just freaking lose it. And then, you know, next thing you know, there's an active shooter situation over Christmas. And then the media shows up and says, how could this have been prevented? Oh, if we've just been wishing everybody happy holidays, this all could have been avoided. Right. Not buying it. So now we're back to wishing people Merry Christmas, but there's still a group of people out there. They call it a holiday tree. They ban nativity scenes from government property because somehow that has something to do in their twisted brain with the First Amendment, as if the government is saying you will now worship the Christian religion, which is not what's happening. They're just saying, hey, here's a nativity scene. You know, why is there a problem with that? Why are people so thin-skinned? Why is our entire society constantly offended by everything? Here's a better question. Are people actually offended by everything? Or is it just a way to troll online? Watch this, I'm going to ruin some lives. I mean, if that's your primary function in life, you should probably just pack it in. So, the Christmas aisle is just, I'd say 50% empty, maybe more. I mean, wrapping paper was sparse. Greeting cards were sparse. Ornaments were sparse. Forget building a Christmas village. If this was your year to do that, you have waited too long. Most of it gone. So, all right. Back to my original point. You're telling me that a holiday that supposedly is offending enough people that we had to change everything about how we celebrate it is being leaned on as a positive in the crappiest year of my life. Really? You know, that speaks books to me. It tells me that if the media reports on it, I should probably just start believing the opposite. And it really doesn't matter for those purists out there. Oh, yeah, you're going to go to Fox News. They're switching sides, first of all. But second of all, I was never a Fox News guy. They all spin the news. They're all op-ed. It doesn't matter. But I should just believe the opposite of what they tell me. Why? Because. They're more interested in stirring the pot than they are actually reporting something I didn't know this morning when I left the house. Instead, what I get is something I didn't know this morning and how I should actually think about it without them saying, and this is how you should feel. People don't detect it. It's either a masterstroke or people have just been dumbed down to the point where their critical thinking is non-existent. Here's how you report a news story. Let's say there was a fire in Carthage today. Carthage, Indiana. There was a big fire, took down the old diner building in the center of town. Okay. This is how you report it. Fire in Carthage today. Under investigation. It was the old diner in the center of town. I don't have specifics on the building, but they would name the name of the building and what it last housed, probably. The fire chief said he suspects arson. And that's the story. You didn't know that when you left this morning. You now know it this evening. Here's how a news network does it. There was a fire this morning in Carthage, Indiana. It was a two-alarm fire responded to by Carthage and Knightstown. The fire is believed to be the act of possible radical far-right, alt-right people. Okay. One guy passively says, I wonder if this was a political thing, and it becomes a news story. We don't know that. Or maybe it'd be worded like this. Officials have not commented, but suspicion is that this is tied to the recent BLM movement or the recent election. All right, so nobody actually said that, but now it's in your head because they connected it to that story, and now you believe it. So when Fox, CNN, whoever comes on and tells you that Christmas is offending people by the billions, you should automatically discount it because some Karen in Saskatchewan somewhere, which isn't even our country, complained about a nativity display. Well, now that's everybody's problem because one cranky person is upset about the holidays. And you know what? We don't know the details. Maybe she lost dad on the holidays 2 years ago, and she hates the holidays now. It has nothing to do with its Christianity or lack thereof. It has nothing to do with the commercialism. It has nothing to do with the Christmas music playing, you know, on the radio. It has to do with that person's mindset and how they choose to get over things. Some people don't have that skill set. Other people pick themselves up and say, you know what? Screw this. But how each person responds on a personal level to any particular event in their life should not affect millions of other people. And it's certainly not worth talking about on the 6 o'clock news.
I think it's a huge embarrassment.